Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 and greetings to you and yours. This is Holy Living Nutrition, where we feed you the nourishment of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm your host, Dwayne Brasfield. Now, this is not a cookie-cutter show, so thick skin is required. So keep an open mind, and let's have some healthy discussions, amen? I'm excited today, though, to talk to you about the Word of God. And always remember, no matter what I talk about, it's always rooted in the Bible, the human manual that all true believers must read and live by. So let's get started. Today, I want to talk about the importance of answering objections. Could save someone's life. A lot of times we shy away from sharing the gospel because we're not prepared. And we're not prepared because we're not studying the Word of God and relying on the Holy Spirit to direct our thought. The Bible says not to lean on your own understanding, yet we tend to do that because we trust ourselves at times more than we trust the Holy Spirit. In times such as these, we cannot allow church pastors to go about this alone and expect people to just show up on Sunday to learn about this man called Jesus. When I talk to people in the streets as I go house to house and preach the gospel, there are a lot of times people tell me things that blows my mind, but I can't argue with them because oftentimes it's true. One of those things is they always say there are too many hypocrites and that this is true, but it is equally true that there are many godly people who really live and set out to have a true Christian life. More often than not, people will bring up this excuse if you are effectively rolling away the stone of questions that they have fixed in front of you. But see, when this complaint surfaces, remind them that their eyes should be fixed on Christ, not on people. Because see, people, even though they are saved, will sin. Jesus is our only perfect model, the author, the finisher of our faith. People may say, well, why is it that Jesus is the only way? I remember Oprah made that comment on national TV because she was going through her spiritual soul-searching shows, and she made that comment often that Jesus couldn't possibly be the only way because we got all these religions, and how could all of them be wrong and just you guys are right? See, it blows my mind that a woman is as smart as she is, doesn't know more about the faith that she claims to be a part of, yet makes ridiculous statements like that. Why is Jesus the only way? Well, the world offers many ways a person can search for God, but it is important to note that there is only one way that leads to life. See, there's only one way that leads to the Father. And that way is Jesus Christ. See, after sin entered the world through Adam, God instituted animal sacrifices as a means to reconcile our relationship with him. But if you go back to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, it says, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In Romans chapter 3, verses 23, God sent Jesus, who became the final sacrifice. And for that reason, to suggest that Jesus is one of many ways to God and eternal life is to make a mockery of his death, his resurrection, and you're calling Jesus a liar. No, Jesus is the only way. But not because I said so. Not because other Christians have said so, because Christ has said so. Jesus said, no one gets to the Father except through me. He didn't stutter. He made it clear. It's written right in the scripture. But people say, well, how do you know the Bible is real? I hear that a lot. You know, how do you know it's true? I can't believe the Bible is true because it's so full of contradictions, people say, right? And I'm sure you've heard this line of reasoning in the past, but trying to get someone to use that argument of inconsistency is nothing more than a smokescreen, because when you ask them to point out what are the inconsistencies, they never know. They hear other people say it, see. And those who actually have some idea of the inconsistencies, which are a lot of the atheist people that I've met around the way, have become Christians. Because when you dig hard enough, you start to realize that this Bible cannot possibly be a fraud. People put up smoke screens. Such people may say to you, you quote the Bible to be true, right? You quote the Bible to prove the Bible. See, that's circular reasoning. But is it? I mean, after all, the Bible's written over a period of about 1,500 years. Did you know that? By more than 40 authors from a wide variety of backgrounds and locations. The Bible includes the writings of Joshua, who was a military general, Daniel, a prime minister, Peter, a fisherman. The authors of Scripture come from such diverse places as the wilderness when Moses wrote it, prison when Paul wrote it, and the remote island of Patmos when John wrote it. The Bible was also written on three different continents. Some of it was written in Africa, some was in Asia and Europe. And moreover, its text was written in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. So I guess all of these folks and all of these factors got together and said, you know what, we're going to make sure that we keep this lie rolling, and we're going to get together, and we're going to have the biggest hoax of mankind. No, it's not a hoax. Our calendar is based on Jesus' death, but the further away we get from his death, the more unbelief sets in, because they forget to focus on him, even though they're living day to day from his death. Amazing, isn't it? Most people know it's coming from his death, but yet they ignore it. When you ask them about where the calendar came from and where did the first day start, they have a hard time understanding that. Because, see, the early Christians, 2016 years ago, see, when the calendar started, see, it's all based on the life of Christ. As remarkable as those facts are, the most amazing thing about this book is its unity of consistent flow of thought. When 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, it does not mean that God turned these writers into key typewriters, simply punching out letters and dictating word of thought like a computer. No. Instead, God worked through the different personalities of people like Jeremiah and Paul, much like an artist used different brushes on a canvas to complete a portrait. No, the message is the same, yet it is distinctly colored by each author's God-given unique character and personality. The Bible is real. And when you get past that, you start to realize, well, then if the Bible is real, then Christ, glory to God, must be also. See, Jesus repeatedly declared throughout the scriptures that he was the only way to God. And while speaking with the Pharisees, Jesus told him, all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. See, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out, find pastures. That's in John chapter 10, verses 8 through 9. Jesus said, I'm the doorway. I'm the crossover, see. You can go worship statues. You can go worship statues of Mary. You can go worship statues of Buddha. You can stand around and do all this other nonsense, and it can be true, because some of these religions have been around for thousands of years. But at the end of the day, they're not Jesus, because we have a living God. We worship a living being, not a statue made by man. No, I would never denounce Jesus Christ. The importance of answering objections could save someone's life. because these objections is what's keeping them away from God. Jesus made a conclusive statement when the Pharisees that he was the only way, they didn't get it. See, he is the door. He's the door to heaven. He's the door to salvation. He's the door to life. He's the door to new beginnings. In the last 12 hours of his ministry, Jesus had been speaking with his disciples and declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Hear me now. He said, not me, "No one comes to the Father, amen, except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. There is no other way. If humankind could have reached God any other way, then Jesus would not have had to die. It would make no sense. The only way. And you have to rely on the Holy Spirit, not your own understanding, when you're preaching the gospel. Anytime you reach out to someone, if you're not asking the Holy Spirit to cover you, if you're not asking the Holy Spirit to direct your thoughts and the words that come out of your mouth to allow you the words to say, you're putting yourself in a very dangerous situation. Because no one knows another man's spirit than the Holy Spirit. He knows if their heart is ready. He knows if they're ready to receive him. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of smoke screens and barriers up. But at the end of the day, behind all of that nonsense, they're seeking Christ. I remember going and feeding the homeless with some fellow Christian buddies of mine, and we were out there feeding the homeless, and this guy wasn't having it. He just wasn't having it, and he didn't want to hear about it. And you know what? I went over, and I changed the subject. I said, "Let's get off Christ," because he seems to have this wall up of what he believes. And I started talking about the weather, and we started talking about the sports teams and the whole deal, and I got his guard down. And then I said, "You know what? At the end of the day, though, God loves us more than anything in the world." And I started talking to him about Christ, and I started getting him off of religion, because at the end of the day, it's not about a religious relationship as it is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And when I started talking personal relationship versus his religious baggage that he had, he started to listen. See? You can't turn away just because someone's giving smoke screens. You can't turn away just because they seem arrogant. You can't turn away because I'm going to tell you something. If they're still standing there in front of you and they have not walked away yet, you still have an opportunity to get them saved through the power of the Holy Spirit. When I was a used car salesman when I was in college, getting myself through school, I used to get frustrated because I couldn't sell cars. I didn't like it. There was too many people telling me no. And I remember the boss told me something. He said, "Don't focus on the ones that are saying no. They're not interested anyway. But the one that's standing there and you're selling them this car and they haven't left yet, they're interested." When you're sharing the gospel with someone and they haven't slammed the door in your face, they haven't walked away, they have a right to walk away if they don't want to listen to you. But if they're still there, you share the gospel of Jesus Christ and add another soul to the kingdom. Until next time, brothers and sisters, this is Holy Living Nutrition. I am Dwayne Brasfield, and I'm out.
G-O-D. God, homie. K-Joe on the mic. B-Flat on the track. Me.